I'm joined by Chris Doyle, Director of Cabu. Chris, it sounds like you've had some interesting briefings from diplomats. Jihad Mukdisi's been debriefed by the Foreign Office?
This is what one credible source informed me. London debriefed by the Foreign Office. The Foreign Office are denying this. There are also reports in The Guardian that he went to the United States, but this is what I was told as of this morning. Of course, Jihad Mukdisi was based in here in London for a long time. He was the spokesman at the embassy, the Syrian embassy here in London. So I think a lot of people are speculating that he came to Britain because of his links here. But also, I know that he was always interested in going to the United States, so it would not necessarily be a shock if he went there as well.
Is this just speculation, or the
issue with Syria is always one is told by parties that are credible that this is absolutely definite, but unfortunately, sometimes that's not always the case. But the person who spoke to me was, very straight and very sure that he was in London and that he was here under the auspices of the government here.
Do you think we'll get some sort of a statement from Mukdisi later on?
It's not impossible. If he was here, you would expect it. You would also expect it, no doubt, to be a time of their own choosing, probably when there is a good moment to get in some news headlines.
And you also tweeted that there are now no diplomats, no European diplomats left in Damascus.
Yes.
Again, how credible is that?
No, that is, I think, very credible. I've known that they've been departing one way or another. Some have gone off on leave. Remember that most embassies, in any event, had already been closed for security reasons for a long time. But the remaining net was cut off recently. The airport was closed down. So there's certainly signs that the regime is far more under the cosh than it was a couple of months ago. What will bring it down? Who knows? My gut instinct is to agree that it will probably take some time of fighting, and even when elements of the regime are gone, there's no guarantee that peace and security will return to Syria for quite some time.
Okay, Chris, thanks very much.
Thank you, Matthew.